I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Needy.
It is such a great holiday time, and we're going to talk about what else but cookies.
You, LaVon, we can just call this the sweet season of the year, because it really is. Not only is it a treasured time of memories, I hope they are positive for everyone in our listening audience, but it's also a time when we kind of let our waistlines go.
Yes, sorry to say. Yes. Maybe we need to do an extra walk around the block, but we're just so happy that people tune in and hopefully share some of their memories with other people, or at least it brings out some memories to think about and treasure as you think back to maybe when you were a child, maybe when you were working, maybe your grandma and you had a special event with a grandchild. You know,
yes.
It can just bring up so many memories. And cookies, I think, are one of the things that, well, it's just sort of common. Kids expected cookies when they came home from school at a certain time frame, you know, and cookies are just so important.
Well, and even now with the convenience products in a way to bake cookies, it's so much easier than what it used to be. You don't have to have flour, sugar, salt, butter on hand, etc., and the flavorings. You can invest in a smaller amount in a pre-mix or a refrigerated cookie roll dough and still make those memories and share the fun times with the children or even with the senior generation in your home. That could be fun to recoup some of those memories with those
folks.
So
the memories become a part, not so much the mixing up and that kind of pre-work, but for you, I know that's play, Miss Nina.
It is, yes.
But in terms of getting it done together and saying, see what we did?
Mm-hmm.
And you can always be creative with those, too. Some come pre-decorated with little stars and things in them. Mm-hmm. But some are perfectly plain, and you could do your own thing with them.
Oh, yes, and that's when it's fun to let the creative juices out of the bag. Well, I know that when I was growing up, it was very, very special time of the year. Because not just that Mom baked, even more so then, but it was because she was involved as a member of our local community, Monocan Homemakers Club, and I often refer to these women as the Chamber of Commerce of our small village in North Dakota, because they were the organizers and the movers and shakers, the women of these farm women in our community, but they also help through this organization, help band families together, and we did a lot of activities as a family. One of my favorite things, though, was in December, which is usually about the second week in December, there was the Homemakers Club Christmas Cookie Exchange, and later on it moved into the cookies or candies. But to think that not only would I have Mom's favorite cookies on hand, but I would have the wonderful cookies of 12 or 14 or 16 other women in the community to
and
be
you
able
knew
to
all of them, correct?
I mean, all the women in the community?
Yes.
Oh, yes. There was Dorothy and Marge and Lois and Zella.
You knew which cookies were theirs probably. Did you ever get to go help pick out which ones you were going to take home?
No.
That was Mom's because it was their group.
Yes.
Right?
See, what she would do if there were 12 members, she would need to make 12 plates of cookies, take those, and then, as would every other member, they would make 12 plates of their kind of cookie, and then they would just exchange them that way. So Mom would come home with 12 plates of fresh, fun cookies for us to try. But we never got to dig into them until closer to Christmas, because they were out of sight, out of mind. We had the front entryway into our home, which was rarely used. It was unheated, and it had a door so that to keep and a draft dodger, so to keep that cold air from coming into our living area. And that was almost like another freezer.
I was going to say that was your homemade freezer there. Yes,
yes,
keep them really cool. And then did you share them, you know, as guests came to your home?
Yes.
Or did, okay.
Yes, and especially on Christmas Day, when we would have my grandpa and grandma and my great aunt and uncle in. That was the time that the cookie plates would come out. But I think, too, I am so drawn to seeing the colorful covers of periodicals at the grocery store checkout stand or at the bookstores that feature any words that say Christmas, holiday, baking cookies, and then have these gorgeous pictures. I am drawn just like a magnet. And I know, I remember Mom being that same way. And of course, 50, 60 years ago, it was such that there weren't near the variety of magazines available and books offering all this plethora of recipes that were available. I remember she would bring home the December Women's Day magazine and the December Family Circle magazine. And, oh, I would sit there, and rather than do my schoolwork, I'd look at cookie recipes.
It was just like another mystery story. What's on the next page? What's on the next page? And, of course, now they're still there on the news rack. There's still the books if you go to the library or to a bookstore. But for many people, I think they've gone to the computer, to the internet. And some of those have beautiful pictures.
That is true. And for me, I'm a part of an email service that a couple different baking bloggers send to me just their recipes on an annual basis. And all I have to do, a weekly basis. And all I have to do is click on that little mouse, and up come these beautiful pictures and recipes. They've already tested the recipes. They've given me their comments. It's a great way to gather a lot of recipes, and I can choose to save that recipe in my file on their
blog. So you can find them again. Exactly. And then there's some of them that also have like the YouTube or the video. And so if you're saying, well, now, how did that go together? You can click on that and see the cookies actually being made.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, you know, it's great. I think both of us enjoy the magazines and the cookbooks and so on. But I have to tell you, Miss Nene, when I really want a recipe, I go to my computer.
And that's the today's way of doing it. And what I have in front of me, I have at least a dozen beautifully photographed holiday magazine recipe magazines. This is only just a small amount that's in my one drawer in the kitchen. And I tell you, by going to the computer, I could have that drawer free so that I could.
But then you'd miss those magazines because they're kind of friends of yours.
Well, they are. But, you know, I only look at them once a year or two. Yeah. And of course, when I want a new recipe, what do? I go look for a new magazine.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, I was going to say, you know what I've been doing lately when I want a new recipe? I just go to my state fair cookbook.
Oh, yes. Aren't those wonderful cookbooks?
Yes, they are. And again, tried and true.
Yes.
And you see the person who won them. Yeah. And there's just some really good recipes in there. So that's my new favorite cookbook.
Oh, good. Our state is just blessed with creative bakers, and they can showcase those talents at the Iowa State Fair, and they're competitive, and they're learners, and yet at the same time, they're teachers, too, to the public who come through and see all those wonderful treats that are on display in the buildings.
I'm sure we'll be talking about that again as it gets a little closer to State Fair, because people may want to go and visit who have not done that before. But going back to your mom's group, your homemaker group, I think there are still a number of groups who do that just among the members. And, you know, I'm guessing some of them always want to try something new. And then there are others who have a standard one that they've gotten lots of compliments on. And if they didn't bring that one that they've had forever, everybody be disappointed.
Yes, so that's right. Because
kind of
you look forward to those certain treats each year. Neighbor Hazel down the street is excellent, makes excellent caramels. Oh, I hope she brings those this year. And it really would be a disappointment.
Yes, it would be. It's quite a reputation. And then the other thing that I think now they're pretty much over, but there are several organizations in a number of towns who do the cookie walks, kind of a cookie exchange, as fundraisers and are very successful.
Oh, yes. That's a wonderful way to do it. And I imagine that they are enjoying sharing their baking talents at the same time.
And the people who buy them certainly enjoy that also.
I have to also give a big kudos and shout out to our local 4-H club, our Bear Grove Blazers 4-H club, because every year, and they've done this for years, and even when our girls were in 4-H, we did it. Every club member brought so many cookies, and at that time they were more homemade, that in order to make cookie plates to then give and distribute to senior citizens in the community. And LaVonne, you know what?
I got some.
I did. I'm a senior citizen. Did you know that?
No, I really didn't.
And we've had the privilege of receiving those many years, and it's just been fun. And I never know when I go to the door this time of year, and it was especially usually it's about 4 or 5 at night, so it might be dark out. I never know if it's the FedEx carrier, the UPS man, or the Bear Grove Blazers for each member.
Surprise.
Yeah, but
and I would share that I just went with some members of the Does to deliver to their past members. Well, they're still maybe members, but members who no longer can come to the meetings. And, you know, along with the cookies, and in this case the poinsettia, I think the greatest gift to those members was the visit.
Yes, yes.
So the cookies are great.
Yep.
But the visit was really important.
Sharing of your time.
Yes.
Yes. And we, speaking of time, we are so glad that you spent your time with us today and listening to what LaVon and I needed to get off our chest, you might say.
Just share our enthusiasm.
About cookies. We hope that you will have fun family memories in the kitchen, because that's what we have.